So here we are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Ray Cooney's classic comedy farce, Out of Order, which is enjoying a revival after its first performance over 26 years ago and is now touring the country. It stopped off at the Yvonne Arno Theatre on the 9th of March and it runs there until the evening of the 12th of March. Now the theatre really is a super space to showcase this superb comedy farce. As like all best farces, it's set in one location, and Out of Order really is a wonderful example of true British farce at its best. Now the set is brilliant, as I say, and it lends itself to many laughs. I'm sure you'll agree, it depicts a swish London hotel called the Westminster Hotel, and you really feel involved in the action. And that of course is down to the brilliant direction and acting, but also it's down to the staging. Now when you watch the show, I'm sure you'll agree, the sash window really is the star, eliciting much hilarity throughout. And all credit goes to the stage management for all the mini cues that they have to do, and the slick timing. Now talking of slick timing, in this cast you really do have the creme de la creme of comedy talent, all of whom play their parts to absolute perfection. And most importantly, they make you feel for the character's predicament, even if they're the ones who were instigating all the confusion and drama in the first place. Now the essence of good comedy, after all, is making us feel the tragedy of the characters, their impending doom, and that really creates some howlers, that pent-up feeling of frustration for them. Now the cast really know how to play in line with truth, and the audience cry with laughter. Now as Ray Cooney himself says, casting is crucial, and I totally agree. Just hearing the cast list makes you laugh. They all have that special quality, real star quality, a quality of generosity of spirit, and that really makes them shine through individually, but also it helps them to let others shine as well. This really is true teamwork in action. Now the premise is simple enough. A government minister gets himself set up in a plush Westminster hotel for a night of extramarital passion with the secretary of the opposition. Well, that is until it's brought to an abrupt halt by the discovery of a dead body, which, as always in farce, is not exactly what it appears to be at first. The plot thickens. Now, for fans of comedy and farce, 40 Towers may spring to mind on more than one occasion. We've got those sort of similar themes: a dead body, a room service waiter who's told he must remember nothing, an exasperated hotel manager, couples looking to commit adultery. Yes, it all sounds rather familiar, doesn't it? But the joy of a Ray Cooney comedy is how close to tragedy it really is on the surface. But of course, the plot gets more and more multi-layered, with certain characters being put upon and becoming deeper and deeper embroiled in the deception. Now, of course, the characters are all very truthful and recognisable and full of flaws, which, of course, makes us warm to them immediately. Now, we think all the characters think they've got it sorted, and just when they do, there's someone there with that banana skin waiting to trip them up. That's the pure joy of farce and comedy, isn't it? Now, Ray Cooney himself confesses in the programme, if you read the farce, you need to have a translator, because like with all farce, you know, they're meant to be performed. And such is the magnificent skill of both Ray Cooney as director and his cast that it is in the playing out of the truth of the scene that it really works. The actors are our guides through the mayhem of the situation. Every new development, every new disguise, every new introduction of a fabricated character is done perfectly due to the fact that they never miss a beat. They pinpoint every moment with real precision. And it all becomes clear who's hiding from who. Even if the plot is anything but straightforward, these masters of comedy keep us with their characters throughout, and we just can't wait to see what happens to them. Now, as the farce originally came out 26 years ago, writer and director Ray Cooney has kept it really current and very topical with the jokes. There's warnings of becoming less popular than UKIP, and there's one reference which I loved, which is when one of the characters needs to find somewhere to stay, they're advised to go to the House of Commons, to which they reply, "I can't sleep in the House of Commons." The quip is back to them, "Why not? Everyone else does." Just absolutely brilliant. Now all the cast of established stage and screen actors are just fantastic, and they have a wonderful sitcom pedigree as well. You'll recall Andrew Hall, best known by TV viewers for the series Butterflies, Sue Holderness as the ever-lovable Marlene in Only Fools and Horses, of course they play the minister and the minister's wife, Arthur Bostrom as the policeman, or should I say the policeman in Hello, Hello, is brilliant as the hotel manager, just some fantastic reaction shots. James Holmes from Miranda. So, you know, even before you've seen them on stage, you know they're going to nail it. And they do. Every single line is spot on, impeccable. Reactions are perfect. Now, of course, so essential is teamwork. As I say, they play so well off each other. Jules Brown as Ronnie has his wonderful maniacal quality. Elizabeth Elvin as Nurse Gladys is just fantastic. She's quite a small part, but she really comes on and makes an impact. Susie Amy, of course, best known for Footballers' Wives, she's great as the secretary going to involve in that illicit affair. And of course, a very challenging part, David Warwick playing the body, and you know, really fantastic. He has some brilliant comic moments in that, and well done to him. Now, Sean Williamson, who has appeared in many a stage comedy, including One Man, Two Governors, and he made us howl as B in Ricky Gervais's TV show Extras. Now, he really shines as the put-upon personal private secretary, George Pidgeon, the mummy's boy who ends up getting embroiled in what could become a national scandal for Minister Richard Willey, who wants to implicate George to save his own skin, with hilarious consequences. Now, he and Andrew Hall really play off each other so well. Andrew shows real command and is definitely in charge. He knows exactly how to hold an audience, as do all the other cast members. They're absolutely brilliant. Now, Andrew has a great line when he's asked if he's lying. As a character, he says, "I'm a member of Parliament." Wait for a beat. Perfect timing. The audience knows it all. Now, James Holmes is a waiter. He's very funny. As I say, Sue Holderness absolutely owns it. And Elizabeth Elvin is a small but impactful part. And as I say, David Warwick, really fun as well. Now, with a farce like Ray Cooney himself says that it's 2 hours of continuous drama and laughter, and it really is. It's in one setting, which takes huge stamina, and these stars of the stage and screen have that in abundance. Couple that with the master of comedy, Ray Cooney, and he really is the comedy conjurer who will ensure that you experience pure comedy magic. Now, Ray celebrates 70 years in the theatre this year, in 2017, and he proves the undisputed king of comedy farce. And for that, we salute you and your stars. Now, the play is called Out of Order, but everything is running absolutely perfectly. It's pitch perfect, and it's a brilliant farce, and it's one you will not want to miss. As I say, it's on at the Yvonne Arno till the 12th of March, so do hurry. Go to www.yvonne-arnotheatre.co.uk and check out the website for the rest of the tour. They're going to be touring the UK right up until July. So do go to www.cooneyonstage.com. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Out of Order, the Ray Cooney comedy classic farce.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.